This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Mark is on hold in Illinois. David is next in queue. Rick, you mentioned doom and gloom today. Yes, because it is doom and gloom class. There are cameras everywhere we go. We've got Alexa and Echo in the homes of people who used to be our friends, listening to every word that is being recorded and stored ad infinitum. We've got technology, microwave technology, that's killing us. Your neighbors have Wi-Fi that is seeping into your house. All of your neighbors have Wi-Fi. We've got cameras everywhere. We've got mold in our heating systems, in our ductwork. And the GDP is allowing all this to happen. In addition to that, we've got tire manufacturers who think that four-ply sidewall tires, well, that's no way to go. We need to get down to one-ply. That way we can have more flats. What's less than one-ply tires? Zero-ply. A zero-ply tire is a balloon. We've got appliances that are designed to fail, engineered to fail in just 5 years or less. Can anybody fix his computer today? We can't even deal with the software, let alone the hardware. The computers today are integrated. They've got the networking. They've got the video. They've got the disk drive controllers, they've got the processors, they've got the video CPUs. All of that is put on one board. It's not diagnosable. You can't fix it. It's disposable. I maintain that we cannot live with the technology that we have built for ourselves. Stephen Hawking was absolutely, positively right. Rick, any comments?
Well,
it sounds like I'm angry, and I am.
Yeah, this is the singularity that everybody's talking about, where we're going to go right down into a black hole. That's technology going beyond itself.
Resist, resist, resist.
Well, yeah, and it's one possible thing that could happen. It doesn't mean it is going to happen. That's really important to remember.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. It doesn't mean what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you know, the uranium, for example, they wanted to stick it on a rocket ship and shoot it into the sun.
Yeah, they've been talking about that for at least 50 years. The problem with that is, what if we have a launch failure like we have? Just look at Elon Musk.
Well, it's worse.
Did he get it right?
Who knows? I read a sci-fi book once called Sundiver, where the sun was a conscious entity. It had awareness. It was like a human being. It was an entity. It just was in a different form. And what would you think? Someone dumping all their waste on my property?
Yeah. Right. Well, when they dumped their trash on my property, I posted an internet part on the website. I posted that said, if you trash my property, I'm going to fine you if I catch you. And then what happens? I get beat up for being not civil. People are trashing my property, throwing cans and bottles and all kinds of stuff on my property, and they think I'm not civil because I object to this? We've lost it. Mark, any quick comments?
Yeah, there are many events in play, and we can't ignore what's going on. I know a lot of people would like to ignore it, but the something else that I talked to Doc Ram about was the solar plasma discharge, the vortex, the thermal geomagnetic fields, and what's going on with the supercells. And last time we talked, there was one developing, he mentioned, off the West Coast. Now there's another one developing. He's going to rip the planet apart. These are something you just can't ignore. These are also happening at the same time. And when these winds get up to 300, 400 miles an hour and they cut through cities, through your city, your big city, and they leave a death toll of about 80%, then you'll understand that you can't ignore it no more.
Well, Mark, you're absolutely right. Yesterday, just yesterday, we had a taste of the dust storms of the 30s. We had just a taste of it. The winds were kicking up. Dust was blowing everywhere. We couldn't go outside. It was terrible. I mean, there was no place to go other than inside. And fortunately, we have homes today that are much tighter than the old homes from the 1930s that leaked air under the doors, around the windows, through the walls. But it was absolutely terrible. Dust was blowing in. I would say dust pans full of dust would blow into our garage with just a couple gusts of wind. Dust pans full. No kidding. I am not exaggerating. A shoebox full of dust blew into our garage yesterday. And what have we happened? We've got massive storms in the Midwest. Snow. Now. Yesterday. Yesterday. And right here in Missouri, just a couple states lower on in the United States, from South Dakota, 73 degrees. But up there they have snowstorms. Minnesota. Snow. What's going on? This is not normal.
Well, the other thing I just want to say, too, real quick, is that, I talked about scalar energetics. Yes. North Korea is going to get taken out. I mean, South Korea is going to get taken out. South Korea is going to get taken out. Guam's going to go, and Japan's all going to go at the same time. And that's where it's going to start. And when it starts there, it's going to escalate at the same time upon the United States. This is what's coming down. You better believe it, because it's coming.
And what do you think we should do?
Well, I think we should just prepare ourselves, mentally. That's the biggest thing, is to be prepared mentally, for what is coming, because and spiritually, mentally and spiritually, because they're both of them are connected. And you're going to put spiritual first and mental. That's exactly what it is, because when things happen. So many people will panic, so many people will just give up. So many people will just, just kill themselves.
They're doing that right now. People have given up right now.
Right now with all this technology. They're doing it. And they don't think anything of it.
I talked to a woman last week, and she has cancer, and I said, okay, do you listen to the radio? No. Okay, so I figured, okay, she doesn't listen to the radio. She doesn't read either. I asked if she knew the name Dr. Norman Shealy. No. This woman's from Springfield, middle-aged gal. She has cancer. I said, I'll tell you what, if you'll call, I'll give you the number. You can call. I'll put you on the air, and we'll give you as much time as you need, and he will help you. She doesn't want to do it. She said, I don't even know if I want to survive. That's where she was. What do you say to someone who says, I don't even know if I want to live? What do you say?
That's what a lot of people would say with this doomsday scenario. They'd say, well, I don't know if I really want to survive that. Why would I want to survive that?
I want to survive it. I want to survive it. And then when it's all over, I want to go hunting. I want to go hunting for the people who caused it. That's what I want to do. Now, people may say, Vinny, that's really not very nice. Really? Because I want to prevent him from doing it again. I'm serious. Some of you may think I've lost it. I'm sorry if you think that way. But what do you do? What do you do with people who kill the planet? What do you do? Do you say, listen, we got to do a better job next time? That's what government corporations do when they make massive mistakes. Well, we're going to have to look at it. We're going to have a meeting. We're going to have to do a better job. We're going to try harder next time. Really? Why not get it right the first time, like the rest of us try to do?
What do you do with the public that you tell them the truth and they just keep ignoring it and they keep ignoring it and somehow they think it's going to go away because it's just doom and gloom. We don't want to think that way.
Well, okay, Mark, you brought up a really good point, and those are the people I call the GDP, the generally dumb public. That's what I'm talking about. I'm frustrated with them. So here's my thought. I'm walking away from them. I don't want anything to do with them. They are not welcome on my property. They're not welcome on my farm. They're not welcome in my house. People who vote for stupid things are not my friends. I'll say it the way it really is. They are my enemies. They are trying to steal from me and my family. They're trying to steal my hard-earned efforts and anything I've saved. My equipment, they want money. They want money for everything. I got threatened by some jerk on the internet. He wants me to pay reparations for the good advice that we provide here on USA Prepares. This moron literally is demanding a part of my farm as reparations for the things that I say. Really? I have gone galt. I don't want anything to do with people like this. If they're starving, will I help them? Absolutely not. They want everything I have, and they have no right to any of it. I'm outraged. I'm angry. And I deserve to be. And I'm not helping people. When people cut me off, if I see them up ahead with a flat tire, I'm going to drive right past them. I'm not helping them. Because they're the GDP. I've tried to lower our electric bills. I've tried to be a good village member. But it doesn't pay off. So I'm just interested in helping me. They've taught me. They've taught me that they don't like to be helped. We'll be right back with David.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Son walked into into the studio during the break, and he just kind of stood there and looked at me. And he's in his mid-20s. He just stood and looked at me. And I said, "What's up?" And he said, "Everything okay?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "I heard you slam your fist." And I did. I slammed my fist on the studio table. I'm sure you all heard it. David in Illinois, welcome.
How you doing? I want to say something real quick before I tell you what I called for. I want to thank you just now, okay? I thought me and Dee were alone in the way we thought, and I was afraid to say what you said on your show because I was afraid you and some of your listeners would think that we would wind up turning into monsters. And I now know we're not. What you said is exactly what we're going through and how I feel. That when something happens, I want to go hunting. I'm sorry. You know, I feel like, why even bother to lock my door anymore? Why not just take it off? Because why do you have this stuff? Why can't we have it? You know, they just assume to take. And with us, whenever they need a body to experiment with, I'm just supposed to walk in there and let them do it. You know, so I thank you for that. That I appreciate.
Well, I'm very frustrated. I mean it. I've been threatened by an internet troll, an absolute abysmal jerk who really thinks that he deserves reparations for what we are trying to teach people. He's lost his mind, literally. And we are surrounded by jerks just like him. He's not the only one. Unfortunately, there are a bunch of these jerks. And literally, what do they do to What do they do to help the rest of the village? Do they do anything? I hardly think so.
Right.
Nothing. Right. Okay, here we go. I'd like to, okay, here it is. Here's the world's foremost jerk. Sorry to take the time, but I want to do this. This is on the Ron Gibson channel. This is the last time I'm going to refer to these jerks. They don't deserve the airtime. This guy says, when USA Prepares goes down, we detractors will have to go into retirement, and we demand retirement benefits from you and all the instructors. So, Vinny, start subdividing your farm now for parcels to be sold out for our immediate compensation. This guy is telling me that he deserves reparations for what we talk about on the air. They demand it. I got to tell you, Keith Woods, that's what this jerk says his name is. It's not. But come and try. You're welcome to try. Why don't you come this afternoon? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. These are... He says that, by the way, I'd like to thank Roy Dean Blunt of Missouri. That's of Missouri. This is what his words. I'd like to thank Roy Dean Blunt, U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, for his efforts to soon rid the airwaves of USA Preparers and apologize for the evil comments that the Doomsday Prepper made against him. I assume he means I'm the Doomsday Prepper. We're talking about a guy who, Mr. Monsanto, the guy who supports protecting Monsanto from lawsuits. Roy Blunt of Missouri. So, go ahead.
Okay. I wound up listening to a show the other night, and they were talking about these, and you brought up about the plane spraying, chemical spraying. And I listened to the show, and they were accusing, and I know how you feel about China. So they were accusing China going back and forth across our continent spraying, like our government would allow this to happen. And they said our government wouldn't do such a thing to us. So I'm willing to give you some information I have about what was called seeding the atmosphere, okay, if you want to have.
Hold that thought. Rick Millen, I'd love to hear this. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announcing the news to members of Parliament.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange.
The co-founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, now charged with computer hacking by the United States. The Justice Department charges connected to the WikiLeaks release of classified documents from former Army Private Chelsea Manning. Assange was arrested on an extradition request from the U.S. in London this morning for violating U.K. bail conditions. He'd been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 7 years. Police arresting the son of a sheriff's deputy in connection with a string of fires at black churches in Louisiana. Reports say 21-year-old Holden Matthews is the son of St. Landry Parish Deputy Roy Matthews. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today,
hot.
Today,
you got your.
Take my.
When you got
the.
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rick, you've been uncharacteristically quiet today.
What's up? You guys are on doom and gloom, and I don't want to add to that. It's going to just lead to more road rage. You know, I'll do the tech.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you disagree with what we've been saying?
I don't want to go out and shoot somebody for what they've done.
Well, I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about when everything comes apart and we've lost everything that we've all built. Okay?
Yeah.
All the innocent victims of all of this calamity that's being brought down on us. I'd like to have a nice chat with these people.
Well, yeah, that's called tribunals and war crimes.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about bringing these people up before a group of the villagers who have been wiped out, totally wiped out, because of the insatiable greed of these predators. That's what I'm talking about. You know, how do you how do you try someone adequately for destroying the bee colonies? How do you try someone for the widespread cancers from electromagnetic radiation? How do you try someone who, like the people who ran the Hooker Chemical Company that polluted the aquifer and all of the employees around there? What do you do with that? That is greed, okay? Hey, this is toxic stuff. We don't want it, so let's just dump it. That's what's happening all over. What about the innocent victims, the animals, the sea life that is swimming in a sea of plastic trash, being trapped in it, eating it, thinking it's food, dying from eating it because of the insatiable greed of the people who dump the plastic trash in the ocean? What do you do with people like that? That's what I'm talking about rounding them up.
You try to show them a better way, Vincent. Like, I remember when I was a kid and fast food just came out and people threw their wrappers and their plastic out the window, which was littering. And we didn't have litter laws at that time. And I remember how I was trained, like cursive, on certain things that you would do and certain things that you would not do that were appropriate and best for the planet and all the people around you. I notice on my street here where I live, there's litter on the road. And people that live there bust each of their own properties except this one guy. And he doesn't do his property. He just lets it sit there. Choices. And everybody has a right to make their own choice on things. And I don't have the answer on it. Nuclear energy, David, and the waste on that is a real serious problem.
But it's based on greed. It's based on, we don't want to deal with it, so we'll just dump it. We'll dump it someplace else where we don't have to see it, where we don't have to think about it. We'll let somebody else deal with it. It costs way less to clean it. It costs way less to take care of the problem by not overpackaging than it does to clean up the mess caused by overpackaging.
Yeah. Yeah. DuPont.
Yeah. David, you were talking about chemical spraying. Please continue.
Yeah,
overwrapping.
Now, my dad was involved in security for the planes that were doing the spraying all the way through the 60s. They gave him letters after they acknowledged it saying they're monitoring his health and family's health, in which case they think that's a possibility why I'm the way I am and my wife. Now, he went back to that secure airbase. The card I have says it started, which I'm not supposed to probably have the card, but he gave it to me to keep for records, in 1989. And he stayed there for quite a while until he told me why he left. Now, he got another letter updating in 2015 where they add three more lines of health monitoring they had to do. He said this is because they did the seeding of the sky. At first he said spraying. I said, what's spraying? He said seeding of the atmosphere. That's what we were guarding. We were doing that amongst a few other things. And I'm like, so if they're not doing it, why did they put it on a federal paper and send it to him for monitoring the side effects?
Good point. And did it impact his health?
Oh, yeah. It was either that or the fire pits that caused him. He had another guy from Area 51 came out. And he died from the same exact thing that my dad did.
What did your dad die of?
It was some kind of rare form of a lung cancer that just filled the whole lung up rapidly. And, you know, he didn't tell me about this until right before when he started telling me more information and he told me where a lot of documents were at. But he shared everything, and he told me why he left the base. So This base they had there is where he was in charge of guarding the stealth fighters, which he told me about. Okay, those things were highly classified. And he's telling me about this stuff. And he also told me about why he left. And he left because of the discs that they had in the one hangar every time he had to go there. He said, I had to kill people for the government. Didn't care. As long as they ordered me, didn't care. Do ugly bodies, don't care. He said, but when you do all that all your life, and then you go and you see something like that in the hangars and what they're working on them, he said, I just could not get by it. My neck on the hair of my back stood up. And he said, I had to get out of there right away. He said,
Are you saying, David, that your father saw flying saucers?
Discs, yes, inside that one hangar whenever he had to go over there. I never heard him so feared in my life. I mean, he was truly in fear when he brought that up. You know, Rick, and he actually got a call afterwards.
Rick, your comments about flying saucers, flying discs?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
You know, I tell you, I never believe that stuff, and I'll never totally believe it unless I see it. But I'm going to tell you, he's either never told me something, he's either showed me photographs, pictures, or told me, and he's never lied. And this guy was truly scared, you know.
What do you think he was afraid of, David?
He said, he explained to me, he said, when you see something like that, the weapons you have, everything you think you know about just goes out the window. You see that in the fact that they're working on them. He said they're working on the things, and he said I had to watch and guard these. You didn't go over there unless you were ordered to go there. Everywhere you had to go, you had to be ordered. In this base, they hooked them up to wires and polygraphs every month, a month and a half. And I'm going to tell you how they grabbed. He told me why they sent them over there right away. They had to ask him a question: if you were ordered to kill your mother by the government, would you do it? And while he's hooked up, he said yes. And they sent him right on over there right away. You know, and but he said, I've seen photographs. I've been with him at homicide scenes. I've seen all that. I've been given experiences that in access to information no child or anybody I doubt ever will have. And I honestly don't think he was truly scared. You know, I mean, he was.
David, did he say he would kill his mother for the government?
Yeah.
Do you think he really meant it?
Oh, yeah. He actually told, he says, that's why he told me afterwards. He said, if you talk about any of this stuff before I'm gone, he said he would take out my own wife. You know, so why do you think I ain't talked about none of this stuff for so long? Because he said, I had to answer those questions. He said, I'd do it. They knew he would do it. You had to get hooked up every month to month and a half. You know, that's the only reason he left that place, is because of those ships.
The airships, you mean?
Yes. And then he got transferred, and they sent him right away to a place called Federal Law Enforcement Academy. In which case, he was telling me all about the abilities to hack in the cameras. And that's when I was working on computers for people. And a lot of people didn't believe me at first when I was telling them. And then Snowden came out. One guy came up to me, and he worked at another classified company, retired. He said, I knew they somewhat could do it, but I didn't think it was as bad as you said. And he said, I'm sorry, I didn't believe you. And I said, told you. You know?
You're talking about, computer spying and snooping and computer surveillance.
Yeah, able to access phones, cameras, and they were talking about when the first phones started coming out with just little cameras, and computers first started having webcams on them. People were buying webcams. Yeah, he went. They trained him, and he had to go train and with other people at this technical, where they do the more technical and forensics and software. And that was in Atlanta, Georgia, at that place. And he's calling me every day to make sure that he knows exactly where I am, so I won't say anything about anything. And he's telling me all about what they're teaching and what they're working with. I got to say,
David, you're
a computer guy. That's what I was doing, and I wish I had my hands on some of that stuff to see how, just to see how good it worked, you know.
Well, back in the early 1990s, we used modems, modulator, demodulators, to send data over telephone lines. And I can tell you with absolute certainty, I was able to build a voice, video system, video telephone system that would run over a telephone line, a regular standard, what's called a POTS line, plain old telephone service. So you could have your computer hooked up to a modem, and this system would allow you to video teleconference point to point any place you could place a landline telephone call. And it absolutely positively worked. And I believe we did it around 1993 at a cost of about $1,200. And it wasn't all that hard to do. So if I could do that, imagine what big bucks could do. David, thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Doc Graham and I will continue. Thank you.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, there are people who believe that there are fragments of the Spanish flu virus, smallpox, bubonic plague, that are all buried in Siberia and Alaska. And if we have more warming, if the sun is getting hotter, which it really is in my neck of the woods here in Missouri, they could be released from their frozen state and wreak havoc again as they did before. I'm talking about Spanish flu, smallpox, and bubonic plague. Do you have a concern about that?
Yeah. It's how would you like to live in China? You know, they catch you, post you in public, jaywalking, because they don't give tickets. It's going to go downhill with technology real quick.
So, Rick, are you saying that you support my thoughts about we've passed the point of no return? We've crossed the line where the average person cannot deal with technology that we have created, that because of that, we are going
I think we're in more trouble than we realize. We don't have solutions to a bunch of serious life-threatening problems right now. We've been here before, other epochs, where whole civilizations are gone. How's that work? I have a lot of concern and think that man will survive, but it just would seem that a simpler way of life. Would you like to live in L.A., where you have an hour or more to commute to work? Because where you live is, you know, not where you work, like Seattle.
No, I don't like a commute any longer than I already have.
Yeah, the problems
my commute
that are
is
happening,
just walking across the farmhouse.
Yeah, the problems that are happening now are ill-planned. Like right now, we have marijuana going everywhere, and it's a wide-open rodeo. The laws aren't in place yet. Nobody knows what they're doing. They want to tax it. They want to do this. They want to do that. Nobody really knows what they're doing, and so we try to find some kind of direction. it would seem that there's a lot better ways of power than nuclear energy. I think that's the single largest problem in the world right now is nuclear energy. And now the military want to make reactors that are portable reactors that they can use in terms of war. Get a grip. It's just nuts. There's better ways to do things. There's always a greener pasture, a way. And I don't have the answers. I just know what I don't want to do, and that's that. Now I just won't participate.
Going galt. Rick, I was thinking about what would it be like if Dr. Richard Allen Miller, my dear friend, were involved in the Manhattan Project in the 1940s. So here's what I'm thinking, Rick. So you're in this room with the other scientists, and you have this ball of uranium. And it's so deadly, if it gets out of its lead shielding, the whole room is going to die of radiation poisoning. Now, I cannot imagine Dr. Richard Allen Miller saying, I'll tell you what, we don't have very much of this stuff. We need more of it. So when we get more of it, hey, this will be really neat because we can cause an explosion and we can send this in a multi-mile radius. Is that the coolest thing? Rick, would you ever participate in something as stupid as that? I can't imagine it.
Well, I did wear a dosimetry badge. I was working high energy physics for a while. That's creepy.
But would you unleash radioactivity on the planet the way the scientists did at for the Manhattan Project?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wouldn't either. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm concerned, and that's what you heard from all of us here on USA Prepares.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.